When taking risks is a good thing. Everyone has to take risks sometimes, but many people think risks are negative, especially for teenagers. They connect risk-taking with dangerous behavior, such as riding a motorcycle too fast or looking at your phone while crossing the street. If this sounds like your parents, you might want to explain this to them. Taking risks can also be positive. Sometimes feeling scared or uncomfortable can help us experience new things and learn how to make good decisions. If more people understood this, they might see why teenagers sometimes need to take risks. What type of risks do you like? Surprises. Would you be happy if your friends planned a surprise party for you? If the answer is yes, then you may enjoy unpredictable things. You get bored very easily and take pleasure in not knowing what's going to happen next. Danger. If you take an interest in activities such as skiing or parkour, you might enjoy danger. If you adore extreme sports or theme park rides, it's because risky situations produce a chemical in the brain called dopamine. Dopamine makes you feel happy and want to repeat an activity again to get the same feeling. That's why you want to go back on a roller coaster ride as soon as it's finished. New experiences. Alternatively, if you have fun trying new foods or discovering new places, you may be someone who gets a lot out of new experiences. This is important because if you didn't go to new places, you wouldn't learn new things about other cultures. Healthy risks. How would you feel if you had an audition for the school show? Auditions, trying out for a school sports team, or facing a school bully are situations that might make you feel scared. However, they also help you develop important skills such as how to solve problems, make good decisions, and become independent. Just think, you could be the world's best singer, lawyer, or volleyball player. But unless you take some risks, you'll never know.